from Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:26. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak, and today we're going to be talking with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. Kelsey will be joining us via phone this morning. She'll be talking about home for the holidays with dairy. We'll take a break here and come back and talk with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council here on The People Speak this morning. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. I think we've got the gremlins out of the system, and we've got Kelsey. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. The technology is just always a booger this year.
That computer pretty well sits idle most of the time, except, you know, when we use it for this. So I guess it just gets to where it decides it doesn't want to do anything.
It just needs a little reboot.
Exactly.
It needs to be woken up.
Exactly. But talking today, obviously Christmas coming up here shortly and stuff, and it's always been a big holiday for people for eating. And we talked about Thanksgiving, obviously, and eating, but Christmas as well. The difference this year is, and not really so much different, but from when I was growing up anyway, people tend to be eating at home a little bit more often.
Yeah, and especially this Christmas, you know, families are not getting together with their more extended relations and things like that, and they're staying home more with the numbers on the rise again. So, just home for the holidays with dairy is what we're going to be talking about.
Right. It'd be kind of different because, like I said, growing up and stuff, you know, always you had the family over, you know, cousins, aunts, uncles, and that, and everyone would come by, you know, and stuff, but... now it's just going to be more like, a close family that live in the household and different, but yet, still, it's still the holidays, still get to eat all the good stuff.
Absolutely. And it's just a different holiday. Doesn't mean it can't be good in a different way. Absolutely.
Exactly. We've heard cooking from home has actually increased in the past months, obviously, but no. Why is that trend continuing?
So there are so many people still working remotely from home, which means that they are going out for lunch or stopping to get coffee on their way to work and things like that, and they're really focusing on preparing foods at home so that they don't have to leave the house and increase their risk and things like that. So a lot of restaurants are still open, but that means, and a lot of them are doing takeout, so a lot of people are still eating at home, but they're taking takeout from those restaurants and things like that.
I'm doing I was just gonna say I can kind of talk about that just a little bit. I've been just to pick up some extra spending cash, especially with Christmas and that. I've been doing they call it DoorDash is one. There's Uber Eats and those. I've noticed a real uptick in the number of orders coming through those. People ordering if they don't feel like going and getting it themselves or dealing with the traffic, they can just go online and order it.
Yeah, and I think that the Uber Eats and DoorDash and all those different ones that do the meal delivery are really just have increased since the pandemic started to kind of keep people at home. And even though and it's also a way that we can still support our local restaurants and businesses too, even without sitting down and dining, which is, really restricted right now.
Right. Is there a cost savings to preparing meals at home?
Absolutely. Whenever we're, the less we eat at restaurants, the more we're making our own food. There's definitely lots of cost savings, especially for people out there who are getting hit with, job loss or different things with the pandemic. There are definite advantages with saving money and eating at home. But there are also some disadvantages, too, especially with getting burnt out on making the same meals. I know there's like a certain... you know, handful of meals that I'm really comfortable with making, and I end up making them quite often. So, and then there's also the cleanup factor and planning ahead and having a grocery shop and all these different factors that play into it. So there's definitely pros and cons with being at home and eating at home more often.
Right. And, you know, and turkey is a good example of that. You know, it's like even when you had, you know, the large extended family coming in for the holidays and stuff, you still tended to have turkey sandwiches for about the next 2 weeks.
Yes. And getting kind of burnt out on that. Absolutely. And you just got to figure out new ways to create those leftovers, maybe instead of with the turkey or the leftover ham, instead of making sandwiches that you get burnt out, you could turn it into a turkey pot pie or something different that's also exciting.
Exactly. It's a holiday time. People this year obviously not choosing to travel as much as they did, staying at home. What are some tips you have for the listeners today on that?
So, you know, with traveling less and also just some overall tips for the holidays. One thing I always, as a dietitian, I always try to help people out with eating healthy around the holiday times. And one thing I always tell people is just to make a plan. From meal planning to grocery shopping, that's the toughest part, is getting it in your house and then making it together is the easy part. But also just keeping it simple. You know, typically we're getting together with our big families and everybody's bringing their own complex dish, but we don't have to make every, you know, green bean casserole that takes, you know, hours to make, or the potato gratin or anything like that. We could just keep it simple and make things that are a little bit simpler so that you're not getting stressed over making the meal too.
Right.
And then just, you know, like we said at the beginning, enjoy your time with your close family. Even though we're not doing a lot of extended family things, I know my family isn't this year, embracing the time that you have with that intimate group, too.
Right. I'll agree with you on most of that, except for the green bean casserole. You got to have that.
You're not a fan of the green bean casserole, huh?
No, I am. I am. You have to have that. That's what I'm saying. You know, that's something you can't. You know, even if it takes time to fix, you still, it's got to be there.
That's one you don't see, and you're just prioritizing your needs there. Maybe you have to have the green bean casserole, but you don't have to have the sweet potato casserole or something like that.
Right, or the cranberry sauce or something like that, you know. But
Yeah. Skipping the extra things that aren't necessary.
Right. So let's talk about this making a plan. How does, obviously with the Dairy Council, we're you know, you deal with dairy a lot and incorporating dairy into the diet. How does dairy foods fit into this plan?
Absolutely. So the Dairy Case offers so many simple options that are both delicious and nutritious. So especially whenever we're preparing for the holidays, milk and dairy just kind of coincide with all of these recipes. So, you know, the milk with the hot chocolate, or veggies and dip, like a dairy dip, or cheese and crackers and sausage and things like that. So dairy just really fits into the equation when we're talking about the holidays. But as far as preparing for the holidays, this is something that I struggle with too. And, you know, making sure that we're making lists or making a plan and making it to where we're not getting all stressed out last minute, because that's what I like to do to myself is not make a plan and then worry about it last minute. So making sure you're kind of getting ahead of the game and taking care of yourself this holiday season.
Right. And of course, you know, you have to have the milk for Santa.
Exactly. The cookies and milk. We cannot forget about that. And that reminds me too, we did make a special cookie recipe for this holiday season that's on our website, and it comes with a little story for kids about give the mouse a cookie, and the recipe is a great chocolate chip cookie recipe. I know a lot of recipes I've tried can be tricky with, you know, if your oven's different or if you use too much flour, too much sugar, things like that. This is a really easy recipe that's hard to mess up, which is a good thing for me. I'm not a baker, so I need an easy to go-to recipe.
Right. And that's kind of important to kind of keep things simple.
Yes. Yeah. Going back to that simple thing, you know, like I said, I'm not a baker. So if I can find something that's easy to not mess up, that's what I'm going to go with. So that's something that we have on our website if you're interested.
Okay. So what you're kind of saying is instead of trying new recipes, just kind of stick with the ones that are you're familiar with that you know your family likes. And
exactly. And it doesn't have to be anything wild. Maybe just picking a few of those family favorite recipes. Like I said, milk, cheese, and yogurt and butter are always basic ingredients to include all of these recipes. And just remember that there's no specific menu that has to be served on any given holiday. You know, give yourself a break, even if it means that, well, this year is a weird year and we're just going to do Chinese takeout for the holidays or something like that. It doesn't have to be this big meal. Just make sure that you're enjoying the holidays and enjoying the time with friends and family.
All right. I'll tell you what, we got another break here. Let's go ahead and take that break and come back and talk some more with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. We will be back in just a few moments. And welcome back again today, talking with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council and talking about meals for the holidays and that, and how they're a little bit different this year. Talking about food and stuff, obviously, family time is important every day, but especially during the holidays. Do you have any suggestions for our listeners on that?
So, yeah, there's so many positive effects of family time, you know, in general. And the staycation for the holidays really gives us plenty of additional time to reap those benefits. So a lot of us, you know, have some extra time off from work during the holidays. Kids are out of school. So making sure that we're really taking advantage of that time to spend together. We could do outdoor activities like hiking or walking or playing games inside and things like that to really try to keep the traditions of the holidays alive. I know right now with everything being so uncertain, it's easy to just kind of let all those holiday traditions go for the year, but they're still important and create some normalcy. Or, you know, if you don't have typical holiday traditions, maybe this is a good year to get them started with your kids. And, you know, I mentioned before that if you give a mouse a cookie thing that we have on our website, it's a cute little story that goes along with making chocolate chip cookies for Santa. So,
okay.
And so, don't forget the cold glass of milk that goes with it.
Exactly. You know, you forget the milk, you're going to get that lump of coal, right?
Exactly.
I mean, obviously you're a registered dietitian, so you know, you know, about healthy eating and that. What about staying healthy during the holidays? And not just during the holidays, but all year.
Yeah, so this is something I always love to talk to people about because everybody thinks that, you know, they have to restrict themselves and otherwise we're going to gain the holiday 10 or things like that. So some little tips that can help you get through the holidays while still enjoying them is to make sure you start your day off with breakfast and don't skip meals. I know it's so tempting when you're going to a holiday party to try to save up your appetite for the big meal. But if you eat a little, you know, eat your normal meals throughout the day, then you won't end up overeating later on in the day. So that's one really big tip. Another is choose high protein foods like, you know, meats or eggs or cheese or yogurt and things like that. But they dairy products especially are a good source of protein. So making sure we're eating high protein foods that way we're full so we don't overeat as well. And then making sure we're still, like normal, eating a variety of foods throughout the day, getting in those fruits and vegetables, and then maybe go for a walk after dinner. You know, I think typically at holidays we like to eat as much as we can and then just sit around. So maybe going out for a walk or playing a physically active game with your family is a good way to keep the digestion moving so we're being a little bit more healthy and mindful around the holidays.
I remember as a kid, I mean, you know, we would eat and then we would go out and play if the weather was decent. As I got older and stuff, I tended to do more of the eat and then you feel miserable. So you just kind of sit down and watch the football game.
Exactly. And that's, you know, maybe go out if the weather's nice enough and play a game of basketball if there's a hoop outside or something like that, just to get your body moving so that you're not just sitting around feeling miserable, because I know that I can be like that around the holidays.
Right. And a lot of people, not everyone, but a lot of people that, you know, maybe have a few extra days off work during this time of the season as well. And that's some good time to go out and do something active.
Absolutely. And the best part about physical activity is it helps you to de-stress too. And this is, you know, with it being the pandemic and a holiday, it's just a stressful time. This is a stressful time normally. And then you add in COVID with the mix. So make sure you're taking care of yourself and get out there and use activity as a way to de-stress.
So where could listeners go if they want to get more information, get some tips on what they can do while staying home during these holiday seasons and staying healthy?
Yeah, so head to our website at stldairycouncil.org, and that Give a Mouse a Cookie recipe and story is on there. And then also don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at STL Dairy Council. We'll be sharing tons of updates with recipes and ideas around the holidays. So make sure to follow us on there at STL Dairy Council.
All right. Well, Kelsey, it looks like we're about out of time, but I appreciate you taking time to talk with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And I hope everyone listening and you, Jeff, have a wonderful holiday.
All right, you too. And we'll talk to you in January and have you tell us how to take all this extra weight off we gained over the holidays, right?
Exactly. Starting fresh with a new year.
Exactly. All right, Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council, that will wrap things up here on The People Speak today. We will talk to you again next time. Have a great day.